Welcome to the Neon Noir, Episode 1, The Rookie.
The streetlights turn the night a brilliant shade of electric yellow. A cold wind runs her fingers across my neck. Unwelcome company. The television says that summer's over. I guess it has to be right sometimes. A block ahead, my new partner leans heavily against the cruiser and it rocks when he moves. I'm nervous. There's no way I'm gonna show it. The big iron at my side helps. Stick to the plan. Sergeant Callahan?
You the rookie?
Sir, my name
is... Jesus, you guys are young. Look, let's just keep it at rookie, okay?
30 years on the job looks more like 30 years in the bottle up close. His police belt a suspension bridge for his large gut. What was once a handsome face is weighed down with too many sleepless nights, hangovers, and multiple chins. He looks me over, clearly unimpressed.
Christ, look at those uniform creases. You look like you're on parade. Trust me, rookie, stay close and I'll show you how to survive this job, okay?
Yes, sir.
Say, what's that piece you got there?
He blinks bleary eyes at the revolver at my side. Wheel gun. It was cleared for service.
Your own?
I nod. He shakes his head as he opens the door and slides into his bucket of a seat, molded into submission by his girth.
The things you gotta learn, rookie.
The beat-up black and white wakes up hard, and soon we're sailing down the dark boulevards. A black sea with constellations of neon signs, headlights, and lit cigarettes. Callahan begins to point out the basics of the job as a thin blue line.
That donut place stays open 24/7. Just mention my name, they know me. And just down that block on the left is the German Shepherd. A lot of unis drink there after their shift, so make sure you start showing up. It's important people know you're a team player.
4-9-10-8.
You don't talk much, do you?
Just taking it all in, sir.
Sir, were you in the army?
No, sir. Just something my father used to tell my mother.
Oh, yeah?
The men are called sir. Especially him, sir.
I like it, okay? Yeah, sir is fine.
As we prowl, I see at least a dozen traffic violations, including a car that launches full broadsides of beer bottles at passerby. But he's too busy pointing out strip clubs that give cops a discount. Better yet, where the badge will get you in the back door.
This strip joint...
He waves with a swollen hand towards the glowing sign that reads, The Safe, complete with a vault door swinging closed.
...is run by this bitch who prides herself on giving cops a hard time. Probably thinks it's good for business.
I'm thinking to myself that it's probably the smartest business decision she could make, and I hear a woman scream. A man is yanking a girl around by her purse, and she's clawing at him like an alley cat. Callahan yelps in surprise as I open the door and hit the ground running. He yells after me, but it's too late. And all I hear are my pounding steps, the revolver clapping at my side.
Stop, police!
The man has the purse and tries to start running, but I hit him like a freight train. And 2 seconds later, I have my knee in the back of his neck. I cuff him and Callahan lets the car idle up next to me, looking out my still open door.
Christ, rookie, what are you doing?
Oh, I thought the handcuffs would have tipped you off.
He glowers but opens the door and hauls himself out of his seat. I pick up the purse off the ground. The girl is standing in the pink glow of the safe. She's on the south side of 25, and I'd soon learn she has enough vocal fry to blow a fuse.
Idiot. Don't even have any cash with me going into work.
She shrugs a bomber jacket over her shoulders, and from the sequins underneath and slim figure, I'm willing to bet she's a dancer, and not the type you tell your relatives about. Are you hurt, ma'am?
No, asshole, couldn't even do that right. Hey.
She sees me for the first time, uniform and badge comically fresh. Policeman out the box.
You a beat cop? I've never seen one of you leave your cruisers.
I try not to make a habit of it, ma'am. She looks over my shoulder, and Callahan is shoving the guy in the back of the Crown Vic, then leans against it looking madder than hell.
That's more of what I'm used to.
He sees us looking and holds his arms out, like I'm 2 months late on rent and asking for repairs.
Will you wait here while I confer with my partner?
She nods, hugging herself.
Yeah, of course, officer.
I walk back to Callahan, who holds his arms up again like he's Christ the Redeemer for having to endure this.
Now we gotta drive all the way back to Central to book this guy.
Yeah, sure looks that way.
Look, rookie, next time... Next time, just... Okay, look, I'll drive him back. You get the witness statement.
Yes, sir.
Smoke unspools from the tires as he peels out. Maybe some aggressive driving will take the edge off. I return to the girl who's got a crumpled cigarette out of her purse, but sifts for her lighter. I pick it up off the pavement and flick it out. She takes my hand in hers to steady the flame and leans in, inhaling deep.
So what do you want to know?
Why don't you walk me through what happened?
What's to know? Creep wanted to make a buck.
Do you know him?
Her answer's a slow drag and raised eyebrow.
You should press charges. That's what we're here for.
She looks me in the eyes and gives me a smile worth throwing my badge away for. Then she nods.
For the next 5 minutes, I write down the details on the guy, but all the while, I barely hear what she's saying.
She radiates heat, the cold wind warded away by her smile, her glances. I want to take her in my arms and go far, far away from this asphalt desert the map calls a city.
You work at this, establishment?
She nods.
Wish I had a different answer, but yeah. Yeah, I do.
Do you enjoy it? For the first time, she frowns at me.
Does anyone?
I look down the boulevard. The stained storefronts and flashing signs pale in comparison to the beacon at the far end. A white marble Art Deco masterpiece towers above the seedy nighttime Sodom. Bathed in light, it's a lighthouse of souls. A reminder of grace and escape from the endless cycle of degradation splayed out before it.
Why not leave? Take a Sunset Limited out of Wilshire Station, not look back.
She sighs, and looks so sad and tired that my heart cracks in two behind the silver badge.
Sometimes you do so badly, you gotta stay where you're stuck.
She flicks her cigarette into the gutter and gives me a last look as she makes for the door to the safe.
I heard him call you Rookie. That true?
First day on the job, ma'am.
I can believe it. Thanks, though. Really.
I'm just a greyhound, ma'am. I chase what runs.
That smile again.
Yeah? Go crazy at the sight of a little tail?
Wouldn't know what to do if I caught it.
She laughs, and just like that, she's gone. I have to stop myself from following her. Stick to the plan. 10 minutes later, I hear tires screeching, and Callahan's cruiser cuts the corner on two wheels. By the time I climb in, I can see the backseat has three cops shoulder to shoulder.
Hey, Rookie. I brought some reinforcements since you're out to arrest the town.
They're all over 45, the kind of men who never get promoted past sergeant. Born foot soldiers. And just like that, the plan is shot to hell.
They were wondering why I was booking a guy 20 minutes into my shift, and I told them that it was because you wanted to get that girl's number, huh? She was something to remember, though, wasn't she? Come on, tell them.
I demur, and they laugh deep smoker laughs, rasping, wheezing, and thick chuckles. A trio of deadly clowns with rosacea for face paint and a slapstick routine that ends with a kick to the kidneys. We start to canvass the bars pretty hard, patrons pointedly looking away from the loud officers demanding free drinks. No one dares protest or refuse, and they run up quite the tab. By the time we leave our fifth bar, I'm the designated driver, and they show no signs of slowing down, just gathering steam. And it's clear, there aren't any breaks.
Hey, show him your piece, Rookie. Look at what this kid's packing.
I keep driving, but they can see it on my hip, incredulous at the revolver in the modern age.
What is that, the handle? What is that material, pearl?
I swallow. The plan rests on this.
Ivory.
There are hoots of admiration, but Callahan won't let it go.
What's it take, 44?
308.
Bullshit, that's a rifle cartridge.
It'll put you down.
Oh, listen, Rookie.
Callahan goes so far as to put his hand on my shoulder, and it's all I can do not to wrap the car around a telephone pole just to make him stop.
Look, repeat after me. Glock. Glock. Okay? Next shift, stop packing that antique and pick up a Glock. 15 shots to a clip, and listen.
He leans in close, breath a low tide of booze and halitosis.
We know how to modify the Glock so it's full auto, okay? Everyone in the department does it. 15 shots in a second and a half. I've been in gunfights before, and trust me, when you have gun smoke and screams and chips of wood flying around, you want as many bullets downrange as possible.
Just what I'm used to, I guess.
One of his clowns points at the time, and they cheer in unison.
Shift's almost up, and I know just where to stop.
Callahan drums on the dashboard, and my stomach turns into a writhing snake pit of regret.
Time for a heist, boys! Time to crack the safe.
They hop out of the car and make for the door, nightsticks leading the way. By the time I've parked the cruiser, patrons are streaming out the front door, and I can't imagine the press of people flooding down the back alley. The bouncer is limping away, a wounded veteran of the Vice War. I open the door, and the place is already empty, silent, the aftermath of a bomb blast. Several tables are overturned, and the clowns are behind the bar helping themselves to well drinks, not even bright enough to reach for top shelf. A woman's scream stops me cold. There she is, on the small stage. Callahan trying to pull her down, making implausible promises of a good time. She's white-knuckling a stationary microphone. And I feel like kicking myself as it all comes together. She isn't a dancer. She's the house singer. Even as she curses and struggles, her voice is a dust-covered record you're amazed to rediscover.
Get off! You ain't no cop!
Callahan smiles, big and slow.
Just wait till you see me off the clock.
Hey!
It isn't my shout that stops him cold, but the sound that follows. My badge slides across the floor to rest at Callahan's feet. He lets go, and she makes good on her retreat to the far end of the small stage. Callahan looks over at his clowns, frozen in mid-pour. He kneels down slowly and picks up the shield, covered now in sawdust, and blood, and booze.
Rookie, come on, maybe we can come on a little strong. I get that, but it's your first day on the job.
Doesn't mean it's not my last. Callahan nods slowly, and the other three come out from behind the bar. My fingers have the gunslinger's twitch, but I don't indulge. Not yet. It's not ivory.
What?
The pistol grip. It's not ivory. It's Elkhorn. His face doesn't change, so I don't draw. Instead, I drop an atom bomb.
This was your father's gun.
The clowns give a slow glance to Callahan, a fop sweat of the guilty beginning to frame his face.
How?
It was my grandfather's.
I can see him doing the math, and doing it fast. Past women, past crimes, mostly the same in his case.
Which one?
The one you almost killed by staying with, and saved by leaving.
He looks over at the girl and smiles a sewer grate.
You got your old man's taste, kid. She reminds me of your mother.
Good taste in women is the only thing we share, old man.
Why all this?
To take your measure.
And?
He's stalling. The other three are spreading out, hands already on their Glocks. But they won't fire until he does. I just have to beat him to it. I think you've been hiding behind a badge your whole life. And when that doesn't work, a wall of bullets.
You got 6 shots, kid. We have 60 between us.
I only need one. He's done talking. His eyes are violent, and I see what my mother must have in those months that left her scarred. The handle is worn to my grip. A scar runs black on my palm from fanning the hammer. Just one less word. Ma'am. The girl was inching towards the stage lights and yanks the handle down, throwing my sight into dark, leaving them awash in the multicolored glare of the bar. My gun spits fire in the dark, and 4 silhouettes fall, the last managing to squeeze the trigger before he crumples to the floor. All I can smell is gunpowder. All I can see are fireworks. And I can't believe it's over. A click, and the lights are back on. 4 cops, all in uniform, lay slain at the end of the bar. My father is slumped in a chair, around, straight through his badge where his heart should have been. I look at the pistol, Lawman's gun, and I gently holster it.
Come on. We gotta make good.
She takes my arm in hers, and we walk through the wreckage to the boulevard. The cold desert wind makes me glad to have her close. She looks up at me, eyes brown, surrounded by green. Twin globes shining with the possibility of life.
You aren't a greyhound. You sure as hell ain't a cop. You're a cowboy, aren't you?
Just trying to do what's right, ma'am. She smiles, and I know I'd do anything to see it again and again. I never did catch your name.
Whatever you want, cowboy. Now, let's go see about that sunset.
Yes, ma'am. And off we walk. Into the neon noir.
The Neon Noir is written and created by me, Jack Delaney. Audio engineering and post-production by Eric Magnus. This episode features Leo Camacho as the Rookie, Anthony Tedesco as Sergeant Callahan, and Erica Ishii as Ma'am. Produced by Ellis Fiore. Visual design by Grace Magnus. Opening theme by Jared Desikas. Closing theme by Eric Magnus.